You're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined by Suwannee University of the South Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Michelle Dombrowski. The Purple Tigers, 10-5 on the year, 4-1 in SCAC play. And Coach, first of all, congratulations on a great regular season, and thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, and you're welcome.
Coach, you're coming off an SCAC sweep weekend this past weekend with wins over Birmingham Southern and Millsaps College to close out the year, as I mentioned, 10-5. On the regular season, 4-1 in SCAC play, earning the number 2 seed as we head into the SCAC tournament this weekend. You guys are winners of 4 of your last 5. Just talk about where this team is playing as you guys set to head into the SCAC championships this weekend.
Well, I think the big thing for us right now is we're playing pretty consistent. You know, we've worked on some things since the start of the season, and we've had some really good games that have given us the experience that we're going to need to do well this weekend.
Coach, entering the tournament as the defending SCAC champions, does that add any pressure to this team or change the way you guys prepare heading into the tournament?
Honestly, it doesn't, because, I mean, most people know we had a pretty large class that graduated last year, so I think we have a significant number of players who weren't even part of that championship last year. I mean, definitely we want to defend that trophy and especially on our home field, but I think the pressure would come more so if we had a larger group that had been there and done that last year. And this year, we're definitely a different team, not only in terms of personnel, but some of the things that we're doing on the field as well.
Well, Coach, a player who was a big part of your success in the SCAC Championships a year ago, Meg Welton, returns. She was third in the SCAC a season ago in goals and is tops in the league this year with 55 goals as we head into the SCAC Championships. Just talk about what makes her such a dynamic player in lacrosse.
And I think the biggest thing for our team is she's our quarterback. You know, while it's great that she's leading in goals, there are so many other things that she does on the field that really make us who we are and allow us, you know, to play. And I think one of the good things about her being hurt for part of this season is that other people have had to step up and take some of that role off of her, because I think, quite honestly, we've not had her do some of the things that she's done in the past because, you know, she hasn't been able to do that. So for us as a team, really what she does is she makes everyone around her play better. And that's something that you ask of any senior, let alone a captain.
Again, you're listening to the SCAC Women's Lacrosse Podcast, SCAC Tournament Edition. I'm joined by Suwannee University of the South Head Women's Lacrosse Coach Michelle Dombrowski. And Coach, talk about hosting this SCAC Championships as we look forward to that this weekend. Does this add any motivation to your team and make the event obviously that much more special for your group?
Well, I think, I mean, they love being at home, and it's something that, you know, they look forward to, so it doesn't put any extra pressure on them, but it is, you know, something nice to know that you're going to have not only your family there, but your friends as well, and people that have been supporting us throughout the season, and especially in a conference where you're not traveling an hour and a half to play, you know, the conference championships, and you're going to get people that make that trip. When you're looking at much longer trips, I think it is an added bonus for us. Some people would say it's added pressure because you do have the fans that are there and they want to do well in front of them. But for us, it's completely all positive.
Coach, you bring into the weekend the top offensive group in the SCAC, averaging 15.6 goals per game. But what do you guys need to do defensively will be key for this team in order to have success this weekend?
I mean, I think you could ask the, you know, everyone that's in the conference the same question, and everyone's going to say pretty much the same thing. It comes down to possession. Teams that win the draw will win and get opportunities at goal, and that's ultimately what it comes down to. It's not, you know, historically this conference is not a, you know, an 8-7 somebody's winning a game. Pretty much everyone's averaging pretty high numbers of shots and pretty high numbers of goals, and that's really, that comes down to possession.
And finally, coaches, we look ahead to this weekend and look at your matchup in the SCAC semifinals against Center. You guys beat the Colonels 19-18 earlier in the regular season, coming back from 2 goals down at the half. Talk about what your team learned from that game heading into this weekend. What will be key for the Purple Tigers to try and make a run deep in the tournament and defend your title?
Well, I mean, it's what we've been learning all season in all our games, and really it comes down to execution. You know, the team that executes full field, the team that is possessing the ball well, is going to win. I think for us, one of the great things about that game, and I don't know the stats off the top of my head, but I think we not only had a lot of players involved, but we had a lot of assisted goals, and that's something that is traditionally something that we work on. And I think, you know, in that game, we were able to execute that. And against their defense, you know, that was pretty key, that we were able to move the ball and find some open looks on their goalie.
Swanee University of the South, head women's lacrosse coach Michelle Dombrowski again. The Purple Tigers open up their SCAC tournament this weekend in the second SCAC semifinal game Saturday, April 28th at 2:30 p.m. Central Standard Time against Center as the number 2 seed and number 3 seed square off. Coach, congratulations again on a great regular season and best of luck as you move forward to the SCAC championships.
Thank you, Russell.